Almighty God, as we prepare with joy to celebrate the gift of the Christ child, embrace the earth with your glory, and be for us a living hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord will do this. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to
thank you. A reading from the letter of Paul to Titus. Car elle s'est manifestée, la grâce de Dieu, source de salut pour tous. Elle nous enseigne à renoncer à l'impiété et aux désirs de ce monde, pour que nous vivions dans le temps présent avec réserve, justice et piété, en attendant la bienheureuse espérance et la manifestation de la gloire de notre grand Dieu et Sauveur Jésus-Christ. Il s'est donné lui-même pour nous, afin de nous racheter de toute iniquité et de purifier un peuple qui lui appartienne, qui soit plein d'ardeur pour les belles œuvres. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
According to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May I speak to you in the name of the Creator who loves us. Amen. We sang, "See how the shepherds summoned to his cradle," and each verse ended with, "O come, let us adore him." So hear the shepherds saying, "O come, let us adore him." And I found myself trying to imagine the scene. I can't imagine the angels. Maybe out of paintings I can imagine how other people imagine the angels. I can imagine the sky. And I'm going to come to that. But the shepherds, I think we can look back at the time and we can look at people today to see what the shepherds were like. They worked in a time of harsh empire. Mostly, they worked for wealthy people who owned the sheep. I can imagine them sending money home to their families because they needed to be with the sheep. I can imagine them outside most of the time. I can look in the other parts of the New Testament for what that would have been like. Jesus himself in John's Gospel makes this image of being the good shepherd, and he talks about hired hands who would just flee if something went wrong. He talked about protecting against the wolves. Luke has another story about a shepherd leaving 99 sheep to go find the one that was lost. And if you imagine wolves and hired hands and leaving 99, You get an image of God as deeply loving, because that is what Jesus was trying to show. It was a hard life to be a shepherd, and to leave their sheep was to leave them at risk. But this guy, I'm an urban person. I'm not used to seeing all the stars. I can identify the moon and Venus and the North Star, and that's about it. Mostly I can say, if you've ever been on a flight that lands at night, you see a well-lit city and it almost looks like the inside of an antique watch. It's beautiful. But that's nothing compared to the stars themselves. And we miss that being in a setting with lots of light. But I think I saw the kind of sky in which the angels called to the shepherds. It was by accident. I was on a trip in South America in the Andes. And we did the path to Machu Picchu. Many people have done it. We were staying in tents in the playing field of an indigenous village. And I didn't have a flashlight. And you know, sometimes you have to get up at night. So I got up at night and thought, how am I going to find my way to where I need to go? And I got outside, and the Milky Way was so bright, I could see my shadow just from stars. And I thought, if angels could sing to me, it would feel like this. So we have lots of images around us of what other planets look like. They're in the space movies. Telescopes show us things. We have photographs from Mars, and it kind of looks like Jordan with a reddish sky. When I looked up at that sky, I found myself thinking of the sheer unlikelihood that we could be alive here. It's almost like we won the lottery. When you think of all the planets that have no life on them, we won the lottery to be alive on this planet. There's a hymn that goes from observing like that to recognizing God in it. It's not a Christmas one, so I'm just going to repeat a few phrases from it. The hymn is "How Great Thou Art." And it goes from observing nature to recognizing it as God. The first verse goes like this. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. This experience of looking out in wonder and saying, surely there is more. Otherwise, how could we even be here? Now, that particular hymn goes quickly from this creation imagery to Jesus dying. And when people think of what's most significant about Christianity, there's the Easter story, there's Christ dying and rising again. There's also the creation, and there's no day for it because it was billions and billions of years. But what we have today is the Creator comes into human experience through birth, choosing to be deeply involved in all that we struggle with. When we look out on the world today, I suppose it's not that much different from in the Roman Empire with those shepherds. There's a lot of suffering. Maybe you're like me and you have to turn off the news because you can't take it anymore. There's a lot of suffering. I need the reassurance that God actually feels it. That God aches with the suffering that we ache with. That God is born into our troubles and brings love into them. I need that. When I looked into that sky, I just felt really small. And in this story, I hear that God really does come to us. God really is with us. That's the conclusion that those shepherds made at the birth. Amen.
Let us pray to God, who came among us in the birth of Jesus. Gracious God, as a star rose and drew people from great distances to Bethlehem, that they might greet the Christ child, draw us, your church, and all of your people to you, that we might be the church and the people who call us to be, you call us to be. Hear us, we pray, Lord, in your mercy, and answer with, hear our prayer. As you gave Mary your Holy Spirit, filling her with the delight of your presence, fill us with your Spirit and renew our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As Gentiles streamed to Jesus' light, and kings to the brightness of his rising. Draw our nation, our prime minister, our premiers, and our mayors, and all in authority, to his brightness as ministers of justice for all people in our country, especially those most vulnerable and most in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As angels sang glorious to you and proclaimed peace on earth and goodwill among all peoples, bring us your peace and bring an end to war, terror, and strife. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As shepherds were drawn away from their flocks by night, draw those who do not know peace and love for others yet to the knowledge and love of you. May we live in the light you give year-round and build bridges, not walls. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As Jesus was born in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn, be especially present with those who have nowhere to lay their heads, those who are vulnerable, and those who are hungry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the Holy Family gathered together in Bethlehem and traveled together to far-off lands, bless all families, especially the families in our parish and our families and friends, and protect those who travel short-term. Long-term, be especially with those who come to our nation as refugees and immigrants, often fleeing strife and persecution. Open our hearts to stand with the stranger and the immigrant to show the love of God tangibly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As your Son came to proclaim the forgiveness of sins and the gift of life eternal, give to the departed eternal rest and let light perpetual shine on them. We pray for our own needs and those of others, for those who are sick or have special needs, especially Robin, for those who are serving in our armed forces and away from family and loved ones, grant them an extra measure of joy in the midst of loneliness. For those who have died, especially those for whom the beautiful poinsettias are given tonight, minister to those tonight carrying grief, both fresh and sustained. Grant us joy even in the sting of loss. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord our God, may the light and hope of this night and of your Son's incarnation reassure our hearts that you are among us, that you hear our prayer, and that you will be with us always, even to the end of the age. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, whom we remember tonight as the babe of Bethlehem, we pray. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can be infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this night and remain with you always.
Amen.